V-minus 66. GCC headquarters, Buenos Aires, Argentina. Realistically, it couldn't have gone too much better than that, President Slater mused, still in Buenos Aires while the dust settled on Zanzibar and once again alone at Chairman Godfrey's side. Absolutely, he replied. On one hand, both were greatly irritated that the normally firm Marion de Klerk had allowed so much of the opening segment to turn into an uninterrupted policy speech by John Cole, but on the other, both were relieved that he hadn't said too much that caught them off guard. Some of his language was clearly inflammatory, once again, leaning on loaded terms with recent significance, and Cole had been particularly, if not unexpectedly, scathing towards Godfrey. But the GCC chairman felt sure that things would turn around in the next 20 minutes, when Billy Kendrick and Joe Crabb, incisive men, if nothing else, would doubtless lay into Cole's nonsense. Most of all, though, Godfrey felt as though he could count on Dan McCarthy. As he eloquently phrased it to the less sure President Slater, "Don't worry, Valerie. With Ford at his side, McCarthy's going to tear him a new arsehole." But just like Dan McCarthy, William Godfrey had no idea what was coming next.